The second example I have selected of a child that God used in the Bible is David. When God told Samuel to anoint the second king of Israel, he told him it would be one of Jesse's sons, 1 Samuel 16 verse 1. Jesse assumed it would be one of the older boys. But when seven of his sons had been considered and God had rejected them all, Samuel asked him if he had any other sons. His reply in 1 Samuel 16:11b reflects what many churches believe about children. And he said, "There remains yet the youngest, but behold, he's keeping the sheep." In other words, there's no way he could be the one because he's too young. But that is not how God saw it, and David was chosen as the next king while he was still a boy. In 1 Samuel 17, we read that while he was still a teenager, David slew the giant Goliath and inspired his nation to rout the dreaded Philistines. His now famous declaration in 1 Samuel 17:45 has been the subject of many sermons. "Then David said to the Philistine, 'You come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied.'" David went on to become the greatest Old Testament king. Then we turn to Josiah. Israel and Judah had many evil kings, and it's hard to find many who pleased God. One of those is Josiah, who came to power after two generations of gross wickedness in the land. And the amazing thing is that he was only 8 years old, 2 Chronicles 34:1. We read in verse 2, "And he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, and walked in the ways of David his father, and he did not turn aside to the right hand or to the left." Verse 3 tells us that when he was 15 years old, namely in the 8th year of his reign, while he was still a boy, he began to seek God. And when he was 19, in the 12th year, he began to get rid of the high places and the carved and metal images. Verses 4 to 7 elaborate, "And they chopped down the altars of the Baals in his presence, and he cut down the incense altars that stood above them. And he broke in pieces the Asherim, and the carved and the metal images, and he made dust of them, and scattered it over the graves of those who had sacrificed to them. He also burned the bones of the priests on their altars, and cleansed Judah and Jerusalem, and in the cities of Manasseh, Ephraim, and Simeon, and as far as Naphtali. In their ruins all around, he broke down the altars and beat the Asherim and the images into powder and cut down all the incense altars throughout all the land of Israel. Then he returned to Jerusalem." The Believer's Bible commentary says, "The idolatrous altars which Manasseh had removed from the city in 3315 had been brought back by Amon and the people. In the 8th year of his reign, the teenaged King Josiah began to seek the God of his father David. 4 years later, he started his reforms. Josiah made sure that the same mistake would not be made again, so he completely destroyed everything connected with idolatry and burned it to the ground or to powder. He extended his reforms to the farthest reaches of Israel." Please emphasize with your students that all of this happened while Josiah was still a teenager. This would be a good place to discuss with them what implications that may have for their own generation. You can read about the other reforms which Josiah introduced as an adult in 2 Chronicles 34 and 35.